are on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. It's two lines after the Hey of the Mesedes Hashas, the Bein Mishpat. Mikvay Ba'oretz V'Noyfay B'chutz La'oretz. That's what Rashi says. Mikvoi was speaking about an otzet nokuf. Mikvoi ba'oretz. V'noivim b'chutzlot. So yemunach alagvu. We have a flower pot, an otzet nokuf, that was on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlot. V'noiv hazroim, and the branch of the zroim, which had the peiros on it, noite chutzlot, that was going out of the Otzitz, Chutz Ligvul, out of Eretz Yisrael, was going into Chutz Loretz. Now we have Peiris, which the Nekev and the Inikis from Eretz Yisrael, but the Peiris themselves find themselves in Chutz Loretz. Habaya Omar Boso Nikvo Yozlina, Rovo Omar Boso Noifoy Ozlina. What does Rashi say? Bosor nikvoy ozlina, shemisham hu yoinik, the yinik is from the neket, v'chayu b'maiser, that's chayu b'maiser. Bosor noifoy ozlina, that's what Rava holds. Upoter min ha-maiser, min ha-teire b'chutz loretz says this. Min ha-teire, if it's out of the gvul of Eretz Yisrael, it's poter min ha-maiser. So now the Gemara says further, Bita Ashrish will come here to explain the Machlokes Habayi Barovisu. Bita Ashrish Kuli Almi Loi Pliki. When Bita Ashrish Kuli Almi Loi Pliki, so Rashi says, Chutz Lenekev, it got roots. It went through the hole, B'seich Karka Eretz Yisrael. If it was mushrish in karka, that it was yoinik from karka Eretz Yisrael. The first case we're speaking about, an otzitz naku. The shroshim are in the otzitz. It's yoinik from karka Eretz Yisrael. There we have a machloikis, Abaye v'rov. Abaye says you go bosa the nekev, and Rov says you go bosa the knife. But if the roots of these zroim went out of the nekev, and went into the Karkeret Yisrael. So now it's Mushrish Mamish in Karkeret Yisrael. Kula Amalei Pligi, and you go Bosa the Shlosh. Ki Pligi B'Deloi Ashrish. Machlekes is B'Deloi Ashrish. What does Rashi say? Kula Amalei Pligi Leizlinin Su Bosa Naif Hoyul Umechubel Mamish Boretz. Now it's Mechubo to Eretz Yisrael. Now, before we go further in the sugya, I'd like to say over a pshat in our Gemara from the Buskerov, and he builds it on the Lashon of Rashi. That's Malayda, we'll see Tosfos. Lachayr Azichah didn't learn like this. Later, that's my heaven, order from Rashi also, which would seem Dachsachmir, not like the Briskerov. But I would like to say over the Loshen of the Briskerov. He brings an Agamore. Ubiyar Divrei Hagdisis in Hilchas Trumes, Perik Aleph, Halochach of Dalet, Chedushe Griz, Ala Rambam. So the Brisker Rov says as follows. Ubiyar divrei ha-gemor nire. The pluktis abaye barove hu le'inyin halois hadin eretz Yisrael. Hanemar le'inyin mitzvais hatluyos ba'oretz. He says, there are mitzvahs that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael. If it grew in Eretz Yisrael, what is the taich? It grew in Eretz Yisrael. The Abaye Svirlei, the Toli B'Yanike. it was Yoinik from Eretz Yisrael. That means, where did the Peiris grow? Noitri b'chut. Peiris grew in Chutz Loretz. But the Yinika of the Peiris is from Eretz Yisrael. It was Yoinik, the flower pot was in Eretz Yisrael. The Peiris Lamaise grew in Chutz Loretz. I mean, look where the Peiris are. They grew in Chutz Loretz. But it was Yoinik from Karka Eretz Yisrael. The whole Sheyonik me Eretz Yisrael, Areyu Bechlau Peiris Eretz Yisrael, Bechayim Betrumis Amaisis. That is what Abaye holds. Verove Svirelei de Beinin Shagidulim Atzmon Yil be Eretz Yisrael. It should grow in Eretz Yisrael. It's not growing in Eretz Yisrael. It's growing Chutzlaret. The Peiris are growing not in Eretz Yisrael. The Peiris are not in Eretz Yisrael. The unique is from Eretz Yisrael, but it's growing in Chutz Loretz. V'chein hu b'peirish Rashi. So he says, this pshat in the machlokes Abaye v'Rove steht in Rashi. Boso nikvoy azlinon shemisham hu yoinik v'chayim b'maisa. So the Briskarov learned pshat in Rashi. There's no shaila from where the Yenike is coming from. Shemisham hu yainik. The Yenike is from where the Shroshim are. That's where the Yenike is coming from. So the Yenike is coming from Eretz Yisrael. That's the svar of Abaye, Shemisham hu yainik. So what does Rava hold? Not Rava holds that there's a Yenike from the Peiris from Chutz Loretz. No. Shemisham hu yainik. No machleik is where the Yenike is from. So Al-Korchach Rava holds that, but you look where it grew. It grew in Chutz Loretz. So it's a machloikis. We'll see, there's nothing to do with Chayshin Mishpat. This is a miyuchedike machloikis in the din of Peiris Eretz Yisrael. When is it called? How is it called Peiris Eretz Yisrael? It was Yoinik from Karka Eretz Yisrael, or it grew in Karka Eretz Yisrael, and this is the Machloikis Abaye v'Rav. Zogt Briske Rav ait, v'hod b'da'ashrish kula armelei pligi v'chai. But it was said, but if the Sharoshim are in Eretz Yisrael, and everyone holds y'chai. What's pshat? I just said the Peiris Eretz Yisrael is where it grew, that's what Rava said, it grew in Chutz Loretz. So what's gave me on? The Shroshim are in the flower pot, the Shroshim is in the Kalka, but it grew in Chutz Loretz. Zed din shayni, this is a second din in Gansi. The Kivin, Shehanoif Mechubel Loretz, the branch, is growing in Eretz Yisrael. That means the branch is, it's thinking of Chutz Loretz, but it's Mechuba Loretz. Al kein hanoiv ba'atzmoi shayech loretz, umishum deshadine lenoifoi boso ikroi, v'nechshev gam hanoiv oimed ba'oretz. There's a new din over here. If it is mushresh in Eretz Yisrael, that means in the first case, it's mushrish in a pot. Where is it growing from? A flower pot. That's where it's growing from. So memele, then there's not, in a flower pot, there's no din shadinin noifai bosa ikrai. But if it's growing from the ground, and you have the noif, the branches are going in a different area, in a different issues, then there's a haloche shadinin noifai bosa ikrai. And we reckon kilo the noif is in Eretz Yisrael. That's a din shadino. This is a new din. So memelo, so here Abaye is nothing but, the Rav is nothing but to say. It's growing in Chutz Loretz. I'm sorry, it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. Looks like it's growing in Chutz Loretz, but shadino noifa, noifai bosa ikroi, nechshav gam hanoif oimed boret. This already is not a din of mitzvah satluyes boretz. This is another din. If you have a tree growing in one area and the knife is someplace else, so that this is b'cholat teira kula, shadin en knife ay basar ikra. V'zer dekoma ha-gemore, din hei derovis svirelei. V'din mitzvah atlui is ba'oretz toli ba'hanoif atzmai v'loi bosi in ikosa, even though Rava had said that in Hilchis Peiris Ha'oretz you look where it grew and not from where it was yoine. Avo kol shohush rash beretz Yisrael arei shodinen l'noifoi bosarikro yemechshem gam noifoi ba'oretz v'chayev gam l'rova. Then Rava is also made it. But then the knife is also in Eretz Yisrael. If there was no ashrosh, the less beidine the shadine lenoifei bosarika. If there's no ashrosh, then there's no din shadine. So if there's no ashrosh boret, so where is the knife? The knife is in chutzloret. The unique is from Eretz Yisrael. Brakshu yainik beretz Yisrael. Shomu de pligi abaye v'rov alinyan chaloi sadin mitzvah satlu yizboret imazlinim bosa nikve mekaim yunikose. Do you look where it's yainik from? I bosa naifoi. Period. That is how the Baskerov learns pshat ma'agimore, and he saw it in two words in Rashi, because Rashi said bosa there's no shaila where the unique is. The unique is from Eretz Yisrael. No one cholums that the unique is from Chutzlar. The unique is from Eretz Yisrael. So Akocha Chove says, but there's another factor. I don't care about unique. I care where it grew. And Ashrish is a new cheshbin of Shadin and Noifa Iboso Ikra. Fragt the Gemara, now let's go further in the Gemara. But the Ashrish Leipligi, so you're gonna come and tell me that if it's the Shroshim Ba'oretz, so then everyone knows you go Basa the Shroshim. Basnan, we learned a Mishnah Baba Metziah. Shtei Ganais, Zu Al Gavzu. There are two gardens, one on top of the other. V'yerek Beintayim. That means that there are gardens on two levels. There's one garden over here, then the karka rises, and then there's another garden right next to it on a higher level. The yerek bintayim, and a yerek is growing from the earth of the top garden on the side of the top garden rises, and it's going into the avir of the bottom garden. That is the case. Shtei ganei zu al gabzu, v'yerek pintayim. Rameir oimer shel elye, Rabbi Yehuda oimer shel tachte. So the Gemara understood. So what is the shaila? The shaila is that that's the machlekes. Do you look where it's growing, where it's yainik from? It's yainik from the top garden. Because it's growing the shoshim and the top garden. You look where it's growing in the area of the bottom garden. Now here it's Ashrish though. And you just told me before Lombus, let's learn like the Briskerov by Ashrish that there's a din shadina noifai bosa ikra, no shaila. So it's growing also by the top garden, we should say. And here we have a machlekes tanoim. Who does this Yerek belong to? Machloikis Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Rab Meir says it belongs to the top garden, and Rab Yehuda says it belongs to the bottom garden. So you see that even Ashrish is also a Machloikis. So how could you say, if Adava Porsche, but Ashrish Kulam Eloi Pligi? How can you say such a thing? It's Machloikis Tanoim in this Nekuda. So the Gemara answered, "Hosom kidiktoni taina." You're learning wrong pshat in the machlekes. Not that the machlekes is because Rabbi Yehuda says we look where the peiri is growing, even though it's ashrish, we look at the payers grow. No. Here is a different machlekes. Omar Rameya, husband of Tani time. The Mishnah says the reason of Rameya and the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. Ma im yirtze el yin litel es aforoi. Ein kan yerek. Rameya said like this. That means that the Rabbeinu Shalom made that the top garden is a higher level than the bottom garden. What would be if the top garden will call a bulldozer and they'll make a level? Actually, you have to go up to his garden, you have to go up 10 feet to his garden, or take a bulldozer and they'll level off his garden, and his garden will be next to the second one. They'll be on the same level. So what if I would do that? I take away my mountain in Kan Yerek. So that means the whole Yerek, that means is the whole Yerek here is because of me. That means because of my kak and Baharaya. Legally, I could take away this mound of kak, I could level my kak, and there wouldn't be a Yerek. So the whole existence of the Yerek is because of me. So male Yerek has to belong to me. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, my mirza atachta in lamalis es ginosa yofa in kan Yerek. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, I have to be down in the dumps. I have to be on the lower level. I could go. This area belongs to me. I could fill up my karka, filled with dirt, and I'll build it up to your karka, to your level. Now, if I would fill it up with dirt, what would be with this yerek? Nothing. There wouldn't be a yerek. The yerek wouldn't grow. So the whole reason the yerek is growing is because of me, because I'm not filling it up with dirt. So memele, the yerek belongs to me. So what is the Gemara saying? So lechayah, the Gemara is saying as follows. You asked Akasha in Lomdis, you had understood the Machlekes is as follows. That Rameya holds, since it's Yainik from my karka, she go Mosa Yanikin. And Rehuda holds, since it grew in my karka, some of Melis, that's called mine. That's how you understood. So yes, Akasha, I said, Vadashrish Kalamila Pligis, I called it grew in my karka, it's. He says, Shadine Noifei Bosa Ikroi. That was the Gemara's kash. He said, no, the Machlekes is not where it's Yainik from, where it grew. It's a Psanu Machlekes. Who is causing the existence of this Yerek? And who legally could bring about that this Yerek shouldn't exist? And that is Mevara who the Bailam is. There's a psasvor in Rameh, I could take away the mound and there wouldn't be a Yerek. There's a svor in Rabbi Yehuda, I could fill up the Yavah and there wouldn't be a Yerek. And somehow, that's the machloikis, which svor is the strongest svor. But it's nothing to do with our shaylos. Okay, let us see Rashi. B'da'ash reshchutz l'nekev, b'seich kark eretz Yisrael. Now the it's mechuber mamish teretz yisrael that was selected as gog. Then there's a seder noifoi basa ikrei shadid. But the ashrus leipligi leke leman the ozel basa noif. You say you don't call basa noif. You learn shteganis who al gamzu bezu eitzuzu. The karkois ha'achas and the karka of one of them gavoya mechabotas, higher than the other one. The gidut shelo and the height, the wall, zokuf is straight, v'hayerek bintay, the gidut ha'gavoya. The yerek is growing on the goyv, and the goyv of the gidut. The achshav hu nishrash v'karkoi shel elyeim, the noifai baviroi shal tachte. And Rabbi Yehuda says the bil shal tacht nazlin and boso noif. And Rameh says she go boso rike. And so we see there's a machloikes even by hashroshe. Moses no kidoktoni time, shemil tzatachne lamalas ginosai. He could be moiche on the whole existence of this yerek. The goyrem, so I'm goyrem that this yerek should exist. I could have easily, halachically, made that this yerek shouldn't exist by not filling up my karka. The guy in New York said, "Zeicher, but the lab mishumatayus knife that the knife is there and it's growing. It's a different lamdas and guns." Yeah. Let us see Taisus. Bosar nikva yozlin. And now, before we learn Taisus, I'd like to give a shtickle hagdame. Then we'll try to understand a little of what Taisus is saying. With the Gemara in Chulin, that brings a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon. And the Gemara is speaking about as follows. We're speaking about kishos. Here it says the last, but it's really kishos. Kishos are haps. Is growing in a otzich she'enei nokov. And these kishos, it grew, and it's going over the otzitz, and it's going over the otzitz, and it's now it's in the avir ha'oretz. So there's a chelik of the kishos, which are in the otzitz she'enei nakuv, and there's a chelik of the kishos which are going over. That's the story. Hakdama number two. We're speaking about that these kishes, when he planted this in the flower pot, they were tomei. Right? So he planted tomei dike kishes in a flower pot that doesn't have a nekiv. Hakdama three, the halacha is that if you have something that's tomei and becomes mechuba lekarke, it loses its tumah. Mechuba cannot become tomei, it loses the tumah that it has. So now, we have here a very interesting mice. We have here a mice that we planted tomei v'kekishos, a flower pot, she'enei nakuv, and it started growing over the flower pot. So we have here a machloikis, and we'll see in Taisvet, that Taisvet learns that the chelik, which is outside the flower pot, is yoinik min ha'oretz, even though there's no shoshim. But it's shaynik min ha'oretz, and it's mechubal ha'oretz, because it's shaynik. That means you do not need shroshim to make your nikir. A plant which is growing over a kark is also yaynik from the kark. So we have over here a plant which is, or a fruit, which is partially yainik min ha'oretz, that's the chelik that's outside of the otzitz, and partially not yainik min ha'oretz, that's the chelik that's inside the otzitz. The chelik inside the otzitz, it's at the otzitz chain in Nakuv, so it's not yainik. That is the story. Now, we have a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama says that the whole kishis becomes toher. That since you have a chelik of the kishes, which is mechuba l'oretz, so the whole kishes becomes toyer, so it's called the kishes are mechuba l'oretz, and the whole kishes are toyer. Rav Shimon says, no. The chelik, that's yoinik, that means the chelik which is over the flower pot, which is yoinik, that's toyer. The chelik that's in the flower pot, which is not yoinik, is tomei. So that's called, so this chelik is mechuba, this chelik is tolush. That's a machlokes, and the chachamim mode, everything gets in the not mechuba. Now let's see Taisus. Laman da omar b'ho'er v'arotev, kishayis hanatua ba'otzit she'enei nakuv. V'yotza chutz la'otzit, and it went out chutz la'otzit, hatomei bitumosoi, Vahatoyer betarosik. That's what he says. The chelik that is yainik is toyer. The chelik that is not yainik is tome. So Tosfos says, now, according to Rav Shimon, who adin, let's say, im otzitz b'chutz lo'oretz, if you have an otzitz b'chutz lo'oretz, v'noifoy noitei lo'oretz, you have an otzitz she'enei nokov. The otzitz she'enei nokov is in chutz lo'oretz. The noif is in Eretz Yisrael. The mahani yinikas ha'noif, l'nyin noif gufei, b'chayim b'maisa. So l'chayre, let's just, they're speaking about Tume V'tare. And Rav Shimon says, the chelik anoif, which is yoinik, so that's called mechuba. So it's called mechuba legabi tare, it will be toya, and it's mechuba lechayre legabi chiyuv maisa, that it is, that it will be chayuv maisa. Now the chelik that's in anotsu chayni naku, is tomei and potamina maisa. So Tosfos has a kasha. So now we have to understand what Tosfos' kasha is. And why it's not fair according to the Tanakhama. So, Rav Moshe Gerelik, what Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. Pshat and Tosfos is that we see from Rav Shimon, even though there is a yinike, but the yinike works on the mokim that is shaynik. That means, that's what Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon said, half of the kishes which are outside of the, which are outside of the otzitz, they're yoinik, they're toya, they'll be chayim b'maisa. Shaloi b'mokim ha-yinike, that's what's inside the yotzitz. That's tomei. So you go, the yinike only helps b'mokim ha-yinike. That's what we see from Rav Shimon. It will not help. It means even though l'chayra, theoretically, the chelik that's in the yotzitz also derives benefit from the yinike that's outside. But no. Just the moki mayanike is called mechuba. The other place that's not the moki mayanike, that is not called mechuba, and the moti chayib b'maisa. So memele, so Tosfos had a kasha on Abaye. Abaye says that the, you go bust of the nekev, because nekev is joining, fine. You see over there, you go bust of the knife, because it's also joining. They're speaking about, in this Gemara Lechera, we see not like the Briskero. And there we see that the basar knife is because the knife tastes cloth. The knife is yainik, not a grew there. The knife is yainik. But we see from Rav Shimon that the yinike only helps the chelik of the peri that is b'mokim ha-yinike. The other chelik, it doesn't help. And here Abaye said, that the basar noikvay azlinin, since there's a yenike in Eretz Yisrael, so the knife is also chayiv. So how does Abaye shtim with Rav Shimon? That is Tosfos' kasha. Now, kan shoyel aben, how does Abaye shtim with the Tanakhama? So with the Tanakhama, Yishtim is very good. Fakel, the Tanakhama said, if there's a yinike in one place, so it affects the whole peiri. The whole thing is toya. That's what the Tanakhama says. So the Tanakhama doesn't say this, you saw, yinike only helps bimokim ha-yinike. Fakel, it goes all the way. So according to the Tanakhama, here we have two yinikes. You have a yinike's hanoi, which goes all the way. You have Yenikas HaNekev, which goes all the way. So you have an Eretz Yisrael, Diki Yenike. You have a Chutz Yisrael, Chutz Lo, Diki Yenike.
So Mestama Abaya holds that the Eretz is the Yinikas Hanekev is stronger than the Yinikas Hadot. So we go back to the Eretz the Yinik. So Vakir, the Tanakama says, you don't look the Mokim HaYinikim. But Rav Shimon weiss that you should look the Mokim HaYinikim. So that is Tais Viskash. So what is Taisus' answer? So Taisus' answer is as follows. Mikol Mokim Lechishive Yinikis Hanayv Ki Yinikis Shoyvish. So Taisus says, you cannot ask a kasha from Rav Shimon, who's speaking about Yinikis Hanayv, and Abaye, who's speaking about Yinikis Shoyvish. The loimetare Yinikis Hanayv Masha B'seicha Otzitz Bahocha Mechayiv Noiv Machmas Yinikas Ha'ikam. Now, Pshatan Taisvis, Rabbi Kevega Tzeichon Tzua Dibre Rivis, I'd like to say over what the Dibre Rivis said. The Dibre Rivis said Pshatan Taisvis as follows. Let us, the case of Rab Shimon, we're speaking about, you have a Peri with two Chalokim. There's one chalik that's outside of the otzitz, that is yainik, that's the knife. The knife is yainik. There's another chalik of the peri that's inside of the otzitz, is not yainik. It's not yainik at all. It's otzitz shayin okub. So we have here, half a peri is yainik, half a peri is not yainik. What does Rab Shimon say? Rab Shimon says, well, the half, the makam yainike is machuba, and the other half is tamim. Now, but Taisus says, let's speak about another case. This is how the Dibur Rivas Lam Shatan Taisus. Let's speak about a case that you have an Otzitz Nokov, and the knife is not going over. The knife is in the Otzitz also. The knife is in the Otzitz. That means you have a knife that's growing up straight. It's in the otzitz also. Let's talk about Maisa. So will the knife be chayiv b'maisa, even though it's not yoinik? So you don't have a unique on the knife, because the knife is not going over the it's not yoinik from the kalkoilo. You don't have the unique on the knife. You have a unique on the ika. What will be the day? So Taisus says there is the whole thing of Bichai B'maisa. There's no shaila about it. I only have Yinikas HaShoyrish. So you see, Yinikas HaShoyrish is stronger than Yinikas HaNoiv. Yinikas HaNoiv, Rav Shimon holds, if on the other side there's no Yinika, the Yinikas HaNoiv only helps for the Mokim HaYinika. It won't help for the other side. Yinikas HaShoyrish, if the other side is not yainik, so memele, so the yinikas hasheirish helps for the knife also. So you see, yinikas hasheirish is stronger. Like shivi yinikas hanoif kenikas hasheirish. Loi matare yinikas hanoif mashe besoich haotzit. Rochim mechayim knife, not in our case. Rochim mechayim knife machmas yinikas hasheirish. If the knife is inside, that's what the believers learns pshat. So memele, so you can't ask a kashan Abaye. Abaye says that because of the Yinikas HaShoyrish, the knife will also become chayim b'maisa. So yes, the kasha. I see from Rav Shimon Mokim Yinika helps only on the chalik that's growing in this area, not on the other chalik. So Taisa says, you're right, that is dafka by Yinikas HaNoif. By Yinikas HaShoyrish, it's a stronger Yinike, it's a bigger Yinike, and there it could help on the whole Peri. So therefore, Abaya holds that the Yinikas HaShoyrish is Iker. So maybe that's why Bosa Nokva is leaning and the whole thing is Chayim B'maisos. That's Lachayr Pshat and Taisus. Now, from the Rehitis Loshana Taisvis, it would seem close, not like the Briskerov, From Taisus it would seem that there's unikus hanoif. Not the Briska Rav was medayik from Rashi that the unike is from the necker and the basa neifas linus are different because it grew in that mocking. It's a besondere halacha in Peiris Eretz Yisrael. Do you look where it's yonik from? Do you look where it grew? That's how the Briska Rav said. But the Lashon HaTosfos Nemes in the Gemara and Chul and Vachsme, if I'm not mistaken, the Bichas Abraham is made of this. From Tosfos you see differently. You see, from Tosfos you see, I mean, here we're talking about Tuma Vatara, we're not talking about, Dini Eretz Yisrael. We're saying that the Chalik, the knife that is going over the Otzitz is toil. Because it's Yoinik Min Ha'oretz, it's Chayim B'maisa, because it's Yoinik Min Ha'oretz. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. Tumah v'tahara is zicher l'chayre is not totally in the gedorim of for tahara. You need chibur. It has to become a chibur l'karka. Taisus has klo yinikas hanayif. So l'chayre from Taisus it would seem a different child in the Gemara, not so lomdish. That means you have two things are yinik. You have here the shiroshim are yinik and the knife is yainik. So now, what do you do? So Abaye said, you go basa yinikis. You go basa yinikis asheroshim. That's the ikir. That's stronger. That's machiye. The ikir yinikis from over there. And Rove says, no. Basa knife is leaning. Al kaponim bim kaimai, the knife is stronger than, that's the ikir yinikis. And then we could learn that b'da'ashrus kolam b'leipligi, because b'ashrus, then everyone holds the ike yinike is from the shavasha. I mean, l'chayre malabatish, one could learn like that. B'da'ashrus leipligi was nam shtei ganes. Now there's a shekelcha problem. And our Gemara. The Gemara seems, wanted to prove, the Gemara understood the Machloikis, Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, oh, that's the Machloikis. Rab Meir holds, since it's Ashrish in the Karkois of the Gan Helion, so it belongs to the Helion. And Rabbi Yehuda says, but since the knife finds itself ba'avir atachten, you go bosa the tachten. You don't say shadina knife I bosa yikre akasha na gemore. Fine. Then Gemara says no, it's a different machlekes. Machlekes is who's called the goyrim of this yerek. Rameya holds since he could take away the mound of karka, so without him there wouldn't be a yerek. Rabbi Yehuda holds since he could fill up his karka, without him there wouldn't be a yerek. A new machlekes. So this would be very, very nice if we'd have a machlekes Rameya Rabbi Yehuda without biurim. So the machshon held the longest, the machlekes was this way. The Tarta says, no, it's a different machlekes. That would be very fine. We have a Mishnah without a Baal Tanura. We don't know how to say Pshat, so we have a Shakla Vatayah. What Pshat is? The Makshnal, this is Pshat. The Talsnal, this is Pshat. But Leida, if you look in the Mishnah, Rameya said, what if we'll take away his karka? So you will never yerek. And Rav Yehuda said, what if we'll fill up his karka? She also will never yerek. So the Mishnah says this. So it's Billy Ploim. So what's the svar of the Makshin? I mean, the Makshin so ups a whole on the Machloikis that you look in the Mishnah. That's Taisa's problem, which is a Shrekelcha problem. Kasalke Daitoch, the Hodik Tony Sefer Omar Rameyu, Umam Yirtzer Helyen, Shein Ze Ikeratam. The Mishnah Taka says this, but that's not the real reason. Why? So in this machloikis, that means we're saying, Sir Rameya says, you know, if the Elyu would take away his gun, there wouldn't be a yerek. Fine. So Rabbi said, if the Tachnin will fill it up with offer, there won't be a yerek. Fine. So Rameya answered him. Rameya said, Amar Rameya, Ma'acher sheshneim yechaylem limchais zel. You're right? I'm right. you're right. That means each one could have made that the Yerek should be non-existent, legally. So that will not be a factor to decide who it belongs to. Because you also have a factor. So let's look where it's yanked from. Let's forget about my cheshbonus. Anu cheshbin. Mashmid the Bisvara Pligi Ezemem Ika. So now, it's very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything over there. So Lachayrech, so Pasha Pshad is, so Rameh says, let's see, Mehechen Yerik Zechai, it's Yoinik from my carcass, it belongs to me. And Mistama Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything there, but some Rabbi Yehuda don't know, but it's, let's say, according to Tosfos, it's gewaltig. I mean, it's yoinik from my aver. It's yoinik. The shroshim are yoinik from your kalke. But the knife is yoinik from my kalke. So we see, even though it's mamish ashrish, it's also a machlekes. Yeah. So now we understand the makshim. So the Makshin says, this was Stamuzei Rayis, I could take it away, you can take it away. But Rameh said, okay, that's not a Cheshbin over here, both of us are right, a new Cheshbin. So that's a new Cheshbin, Takas. He says, you look also the Yenikas HaShroshim, and he says, you look also Yenikas HaNeif. So fine, so now we understand the Makshin beautifully. So what did the Talmud say? So Tatsun goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah, but Rabbi Yid is the end of the Mishnah also. I mean, so the Nachlus Moshe says that the Tatsun said, Rabbi Yid didn't say a word. Rameya said, oh, our factors are not factors, so let's see, Behechen Yerik Chai. It's Chai from the unique of the Shosh, that's where it's coming from. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda held that his factory could fill it up with offal that overweighs all these things. Not the way you understood Rabbi Yehuda holds that you go bust the Yenikas Hanoif. No, Yenikas Hanoif and Yenikas Shroshim, it's Mamish Mushrish Borot, Yizichir Seim, Shadin Hanoif and Boso, Ikroi. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, I'm sticking, because Rabbi doesn't say anything over there. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I'm sticking with my old shtick Torah, that since he could fill it up with offal, so I'm called the Bailam of this year. Now, the Gemara over there brings down a machloikis. By Olo, we have a case that, you have a new tree. You had a tree that was not old. It was more than 3 years old. And then you have a new tree growing out from the old tree. A new tree growing out from the old tree. So the shaila is this a new tree? Is this a continuation of the old tree? Rabbi Ola. Will the second tree be Chayim Ola, or it's the old tree? So there again we have a machlekes. If you go bosa the shroshim, if you go bosa the avir, they have their machlekes, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, by Ola. Go bosa the knife, it's coming out from the knife, we go bosa the shroshim. So Taisus has a teimer. And this machloikis, this is a choshim mishpedike machloikis, So there we could say not the machlokes is the unikus. Noifika, the unikus. Shoshim is the, it's a different machlokes. I can fill it up with alpha, that makes me the Bible. Fine. But there's a machlokes in Hilchis Ola. If it's cold, it's coming from the knife, if it's coming from the shoshim. This is a machlokes taka, which is an ikar, right? So Taisa says, play maisa hachem yola. That means, this machlokes, you could say that it's a different machlokes, but, what do you do with Ola? That's Taisa's kasha. So, the Gemara weiter. Akoponim, let's get back to Agamore. Agamore says that, that Bemison, but the Ashrish, Gemara is sticking to what it said before, but the Ashrish, Kula Alma Leipligi, that we go Bosa the Shroshim Boris. So the Gemara says, Vakati, but the Ashrish Leipligi, Bosanya, we learned about Reise. Ilon, Miktsosoi Boorets, Miktsosoi the Chutzolo Orets. I hear an Elon. Now the Havamin of the Gemara was, let's just explain what the Havamin was. The Havamin of the Gemara was as follows. The Shroshim of the Elon doesn't matter where they are. I'm not talking about that. Also for practical purposes, they're Ba'orets. The Shroshim are Ba'orets. Now you have here knife. This Elon is, let's say, 5 feet away from the Gvul. Fine. Now, you have here a knife that is, you have a knife that's 10 foot long. 5 feet is in Eretz Yisrael, and 5 feet is in Chutz L'Oretz. So you have here knife, you have here knife, that means half of the knife is in Chutz L'Oretz, half of the knife is in Eretz Yisrael, and let's say the Sheirash is in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So we have it like this. Ilon miktsasei b'oretz, we're talking about the knife of the Ilon, or miktsasei b'chutz l'oretz. Tabu v'chulim u'rod m'zebo zeh divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, all the peiros on the knife are tabu v'chulim. See in a minute. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, ha'godol b'chiyiv chayiv. The first 5 feet which are growing in Eretz Yisrael are chayiv, betrumas ma'isris. Pagodol beptur potter. Maila, mitzas noifei beoretz, or mitzas noifei bechutzulorz. So we're speaking about, so let's say the Shiroshim are in Eretz Yisrael, where we said before. Now you have mitzas noifei beoretz, but mitzas noifei bechutzulorz, and the shaila is, lochayra, we'll see in Rashi, not from this is pshat in Rashi, the shaila is, you have here yenikas hanoif, the knife is yoinik. The 5 feet in Chutz L'Oretz are yoinik, Chutz L'Oretz, the yoinik. The 5 feet in Eretz Yisrael are yoinik, Eretz Yisrael, the yoinik. Now, L'Chayre, Rebbe holds, so you have two yoinikis of knife. And these yoinikis become as balbal. So you have in the whole knife, L'Chayre, the whole knife, you have Yenikes Chutz L'Oretz, Yenikes Eretz Yisrael, and the whole knife. So it's Tevel V'chul and Muravim Zebuzet, because the peiros are growing from two Yenikes and the knife. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, no, it doesn't mix. The Chema speaking about the Yenikes HaKnife, if it's Mizbalbel, if it's not Mizbalbel, but no one talks about the Shoshim. And you're telling me with the Shoshim, Lesman the Poli, where even where the Buskerov says, Shadinin Noifei Basarikroi, or, the way Wulam Poshek Shat, since the Ike Yenika is from the Shoshim, so everything is Nikra Basar the Shoshim. None of them hold like you. That's the Gemara's Kash. Let us see Rashi. Now Rashi says, Tevel v'chulam urom zebazem. Ein lecha peiri b'ilon hazeh, she'ein miktsasoi min ha'aretz,
shutavu miktosoi michutzalorit shuhuchuma. Lefi shayanike einlacha peiri bilon hazeh. That means all the peiris are growing on the knife. Shayin miktosoi minoorets shutavu miktosoi michutzalorit shuhuchuma. Lefi shayanike misareves. The yanik is misaret. Now, Baksach Mir, in this Rashi, we see not like the Briskerov. Briskerov was Medayik before, from Rashi, was a Nikvas Shemisham Hu Yainik, the Chayyab Bemaisa. The unique is from the Shoshim. And he said, according to Rava, it's Yainik from the knife. No, this, it's growing. That's, but so life is, you look where it's growing, you look where it's yaini. Here, Baksama, we see klor in Rashi, that the knife is yaini. Because Rashi says, ein lecha peiri bilan hazeh, she'ein miktsosei min ha'oretz, shu tevel, miktsosei mechutz lorot shuchum, fi she'yenike misarevas. Now the Yenike is Misarev, that means we have half in Eretz Yisrael, half in Chutz Laretz. Now the Shroshim, wherever they are, we'll assume the Shroshim are in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. The Shroshim are in Eretz Yisrael, but Rashi says all the Peiros are Tevel Bechumim. So Al Kaponim, how did the Shroshim, how did the Peiros of the knife come Tevel Bechumim? Because of the uniqueness of knife. So we see Claude, the knife is yoinik, not where the Briskerov said. And Fakel, both unique Rashi doesn't bear an eyelash where the Shroshim are. The uniqueness of Misarev, it seems the uniqueness of knife are Misarev. Vishay unique Misarev, so not Kamina, Shem Asim Tabubati, fine. And Shem Gelisas, I'll go to Bechiv, Masha Besoich, Eretz Yisrael, that's Chayev. Mixas Neufoi, Rafa Pisha Kosha Rosha Boris Abachutzlov, Amazlina Basel Neuf. So you see, you go Basel the Neuf, you don't go Bachla Basel the Shiroshim. Lechere here would seem not like the Bichas Avrom asks on the Briskerov. I mean, if Misareves Pasnish to say that it's Godel and Yirike, I mean, the two different things. But the Koloshna, how unique is Misarvis, as Clovis, unique is Misarvis. It would seem not like the Briskerov, basically. Al Koponim, so the Gemara says, so we see we don't add an eyelash about the Shiroshim. The Iker is the unique is knife. And you said, if I count the Shiroshim, then we don't reckon with the unique is knife. So the Gemara says you learned wrong pshat on Shul. You learned wrong pshat this whole, this parais. Like, not that the Shroshim are in one place. And, but that's not the case. The case is that the Elon, the mitzvah shiroshim, it's like this. Yeah. Like mitzvah shiroshim ba'atz, mitzvah shiroshim b'chutz la'atz. The machloikas is from the unikas ha-shiroshim. You have mitzvah shiroshim ba'atz, mitzvah shiroshim b'chutz la'atz. My time is the Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what's the time of Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel, ha-godol b'chiyev, b'chiyev, b'blucheir, v'sim Rashi, the Shroshim Zicher, the Sorof that comes from the Shroshim goes to all the Peiris. The Mapsik Tzumne, because there is a stone that's dividing the Shroshim. My time at the Rebbe, the Hodri Avi, my Kamiflagi, Marsova Avira Mevalbu, Marsova Ailachudekoi, Ailachudekoi. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Rashi, my time, the Rabbi Shimon,
Mal a godel bechiv chay, baloi a yinike shol shoshim, mal a sorev bechol a peri, the yinike of the shoshim gives to all the peris. The shoy rosh, shoy eva ze, mal im sof leprisha beva ze, the shoshim are not, the shoshim on the mizrach side, the sorev goes to the peris and the marav side also. So memela, so what's that a godel bechiv chayiv? The Marsik Tunme. Shein Sela Mavdul Be'emtza HaShoroshim. U'mavsikin Ad HaGeza. There's, between the Shoroshim, there's a stone that's Mavdul the Shoroshim, and it's Mavsik Ad HaGeza, till the trunk. Vilkach Rabbi Shimon Lo Yonki Madodi, it's not Yoinik. The Hodri Arvi She'etz Minagez L'mayla Sholek. Mar sov aviru mevalbo, af api shekol ma sheyesh min ha-sharoshim bekarka haver muvdo, ha-eluch sheyeitze laviru meurev, umevalbo v'yom ki badodi. Mar sov aviru loy mevalbo. Hoyul ubeseich ha-karka muvdo besela, she'enai matzmiach. It's not matzmiach. He said, the Mugdu B'Selah Shein Matzmich, Mio'eich the Chosh Rosh Be'etz Yisrael, like a man the Ozel Bosel Neif. So here, the Achoyne B'Yelz HaShach HaMutsh Tzvich Seshtak doesn't understand what Pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel. That means there's a Selah that's, I mean, the Yenikis HaShoyresh, Yenikis HaShoshim, Rashi before said, when it goes into the Geza, when it goes into the trunk of the tree, the sorof spreads all over the whole tree equally. So what happened over here? That is a sela that's mavdul the shoshim tachas haoretz. But it goes into the tree. The tree is joining from the shoshim. The minute it goes into the tree, so it should go to all peiretz. Because Anish wants to say, Efshir the Ivy, the Alvin b'miktzosan, v'hodo mispardim l'shneg zoi. Because of Rav Shimon Gamliel, hay l'chude, avomein shema geza echod, v'adi mivalbo. So that's what me the Chazanish means, I don't know, the Chazanish is saying, the story is as follows. We have here a stone that's mavdul the shoroshim, tachas hakarka, and then we have here a trunk of a tree, and then the trunk divides into two trunks. So I think the chazanish means that, I think so, that we attribute. Why did this trunk become two trunks? The reason it became two trunks is because of the separation of the shloshim of the sela. That is why they were once connected, but somehow the sela made that two trunks should go out. So the two trunks is a raya that even though there's one chalik of the tree that is one trunk, and then from that it goes out two trunks, but we say that the yinikis are an isarif, and that's a sort of Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel hold mitzvah. Since we see that the mesparad l'psoif, so I assume that means, so the seller made that there should be two trunks, so even in the chalik, that's one, but it's also two, because the proof of the pudding is that there are now two trucks. I think that's what the Chazanish means.